This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A federal judge has ruled that people who want to use that ubiquitous ditty, Happy Birthday to You, do not have to pay for a license. That means Warner Chappell Music, a division of Warner Music Group, can no longer charge for using the song's lyrics in plays, TV shows, movies, chain restaurants. It's about more than this little tune, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
The melody of the Happy Birthday song became public domain a long time ago, but at stake in this case were the lyrics. A publisher first claimed rights to the lyrics in 1935, and Warner Chappell believed it eventually acquired them. A federal judge tossed out those claims.
The ruling in this particular case as of yesterday is relatively narrow. It just says Warner Chappell never received copyright in this song.
Robert Brownice is the go-to guy on Happy Birthday copyright issues. He estimates Warner Chappell has been pulling in about $2 million a year from Happy Birthday licensing fees. The plaintiffs in the case could now try to recoup some of that money through a class action lawsuit. Jane Ginsburg at Columbia University Law School says the case could embolden other copyright challengers.
It raises the question whether there are other works whose copyrights are similarly dubious or whose ownership of copyright is similarly dubious.
Other examples of these cases involve Sherlock Holmes stories and the song This Land Is Your Land. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.